Don't Tell Mum I Work on the Rigs, She Thinks I'm a Piano Player in a Whorehouse, written by Paul Carter and read by Paul Carter. The man sitting next to me looked panicked. I tried to hold on, beads of nervous sweat forming on my forehead. My knuckles went from white to blue. I bit into my upper lip. About halfway through the takeoff climb, the inevitable happened. My backside let go. I yelped in complete horror as two piping hot spurts of poo shot down my trouser legs. I'd just lost my ass on a commercial airliner. Oh my God! I fumbled at the seatbelt, my IV bag dangling from my mouth. The man next to me ran away as I hobbled down the fuselage towards the nirvana of a business class toilet, kicking off a metabolic chain reaction. Within minutes, I had the rest of my crew frantically scurrying towards toilets in immediate and imminent danger of crapping all over the place. And all because some guy in logistics didn't check the bottled water on the rig. What were we thinking? That 8 grown men with dysentery could clench all the way from Port Moresby to Singapore? But it was either that, or we take the death by local hospital option. I locked the toilet door, catching my reflection in the mirror as I pulled down my pants and surveyed the horror. I looked so bad for a second, I thought I was in there with a pale, sweaty stranger. It was one of those unbelievably embarrassing moments in life when you just wish you could go back in time and be 10 years old, and life was just an endless romp in the park. How did this happen? How the hell did I let this happen? It was a long flight. There's some kid out there in the front row who's going to be disturbed for a while, and that's just because of the smell. I wasn't coming out of that toilet. It gave me time to ponder just how I got to this auspicious point in my ridiculous career path into rapid bowel movement oblivion. In point of fact, it all started when I was about 10, but there was no park to romp in.